The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Jay Garvin's here. The Home and Mortgage Talk is starting now on your podcast on KRDO Live here this Saturday morning. And if you're listening Sunday, welcome as well. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Or if your hands are on the wheel and you're out traveling, you can go to jaygarvins.com or to churchillcolorado.com to get a hold of me. I come to you as an investor, as a researcher, an investment property owner, real estate connoisseur, and licensed loan originator. A lot of people have asked me lately about my loan origination licenses with Colorado. I'm with Churchill Mortgage within Colorado. We have a 30-year partnership with Ramsey Solutions, where we take an approach to purchasing and mortgage lending from a debt-free perspective. And listeners, what does that mean? That means that we not only help you navigate the mortgage process like every other mortgage company does out there, but I also personally prepare you for home ownership, also get a plan for your retirement, a long-term relationship with helping you actually eliminate your mortgage as soon as you want. I definitely would recommend that before going into retirement, because if you have a $2,000 a month mortgage payment, money saved is money earned. And if you go through your retirement owning your house outright, you're going to pay maybe $500 a month for your utilities, taxes, and insurance, as opposed to $2,500 with an existing mortgage payment. And also, I lead from the front. We collectively, my team, we have four of us all licensed right here in Colorado Springs and the greater Colorado area, actually help you create a plan to eliminate that mortgage. But we lead from the front. My wife and I have 8 houses that we own, and we already have 7 of them completely paid off, and I'm just at the cusp of retirement. So it's something that I can walk you through with experience. It's relatively simple. I'm not going to say that it's easy, but it's relatively simple. Not only helping you navigate your debt-free home ownership plan, eliminating your mortgage, but I also can help you in 17 different states. Florida, Colorado, New Mexico, South Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Arizona, Missouri, Indiana, South Dakota, Wyoming, Utah, and Montana. So there's a lot of different options there, and I want to help you with your plan, not only through the mortgage process, through your finance process, but also your knowledge process. An example of that is we just had an amazing investment property class that I shared with a record number of people. We had 21 individuals that were all excited about learning more about property that you can own as an investment, going through things like what is a capitalization rate, things like the ability to drive up to a house and say, hey, this house is a $400,000 house on realtor.com, and you see that it rents for $2,500 on rentals.com. Can you evaluate whether that's a good purchase or not? Very simple terms like that, understanding return on investment, net operating income within a house, really basic things. And we're going to have the final class of the year on Tuesday, the 14th of November at 6:30 p.m. You can call me. But the biggest thing, and call me at 719-330-1457 to get added to that final class of the year, Investment Property 201, finding a plan and following that plan is what the instruction is going to be about, the conversation. I always like to bring knowledge to you and think outside the box. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Something outside the box, folks. Right here in front of me, over 8 hours of study on a concept with the drum roll, Matt. 3D printing. We've heard of that. But the title of today's conversation is 3D home printing. Is that a thing?
What'd you talk about, mister?
So, with our society, our economy changing at the speed of necessity, with housing shortages and with escalated material cost, labor cost, just like in every other sector of our economy in the present and the past, there are individuals out there that are thinking outside the box. And that's what I want to talk about with you today. Is home 3D printing a thing? What are some examples? How far have we come so far? How do you actually build a home with 3D printing? We'll go through the ABCs. And what does it mean to you? Where is it going to be 2 decades from now? Don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 if I can help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, especially if your bills are outweighing your income. Call me for a mortgage. 719-330-1457. Back after these messages.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking line.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the deal?
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. Know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. If your dial got turned on to KRDO during the week for the morning or afternoon drive, or Sean Hannity, or most likely my favorite, Dave Ramsey, from 1 to 4 p.m. I'm Jay. I fill the hours. We got the big fish swimming around the water. And I'm just telling you that I'm the little guy helping you in between the little fish navigating underneath the big sharks. And this morning, I'm talking about 3D home printing. Is that a thing?
Say what?
Well, I'm here to tell you that it is. There are a lot of different ways to describe it. I'm actually going to go through the ABCs of what 3D printing a house means. But one of the biggest reasons that I did this show, the muse for this show, was the fact that I was reading through Gazette articles. And believe it or not, I found out that right here in Colorado, there's actually 3D printing that is coming to Colorado. So that's absolutely incredible. It's coming into Greeley, Colorado. A company manufacturing 3D printed houses is moving their headquarters from Iowa City to Greeley. And the name of this company is Alquist 3D. And the gist behind this article that got my attention and my curiosity is that nearly 1 in 3 Coloradoans spend over 30% of their income just on housing. Now, that's nearly 1 in 3. That's over 30%. There's some people in Denver that are spending 50% of their gross income literally on housing expenses. And I read an article in 2018 that this was a prediction, and it about floored me, because if you look at the model in mortgage, there's something that's called front end and back end debt ratios. What that means is your front end debt ratios. If you make $5,000 a month and you spend $1,000 on your mortgage, rent, housing expense payment, 1,000 divided by 5,000 is 20%. Your front end ratio would be 20%. Your back end ratio is all of your credit reporting balances, not utilities, not cell phones, but actual car loans, student loans, mortgages, installment loans, TV loans, motorcycle loans, anything that's reported and tracked by the three major agencies with TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. If you add all of those up and they're $1,000 plus your mortgage or housing payment of another $1,000, $2,000 divided by $5,000 is a 40% debt ratio. Now, this article states that nearly 30%, one in three Coloradoans, are spending over 30% just on the housing payment. You put credit cards and car loans on top of that. Once you start to exceed a 50% debt ratio, where you're spending more than 50% of your income on bills, your life starts to get immeasurably more difficult, especially with inflation, because this doesn't include shopping unless you put that on the credit card for groceries. It doesn't include your cell phone, your gasoline, all of this stuff. So this 3D home printing article in the Gazette with Alquist 3D moving to Greeley is basically, hey, we need a long-term, more affordable approach to housing. Now, that problem was not solved in the article. Greeley is providing this company incentives for coming to Colorado, so good for them as a community. Also, they're saying that Alquist 3D expects to create 79 new jobs in Greeley with the expansion, with an average worker pay of $73,000 a year, which is fantastic. But the article pretty much focused on that and not the logistics of what in the world 3D printing of a house actually is. And just like EVs, electric vehicles, just like different alternative, what do you say, replenishing energy sources like hydro, solar, and wind, I'm excited that not only in United States, not only in Colorado, and in this case, Greeley, but all over the world, people are innovating and pushing the threshold of how we define all things to include a house. And I also reviewed articles. 60 Minutes did a great segment on 3D home printing. Later, I'm going to give you a half a dozen different examples of the variations of 3D home printing. But some of the conversations around the sustainability of 3D home printing and what it can bring to the housing sector that is needed the most, there are things like sustainability, cost of acquiring and building a home. Other things huge that I didn't realize at first are like averting natural disasters. Now, this may not apply as much in Colorado because no matter what style of house is out there right now, whether it's a traditional or a 3D printed home, all of them have standard roofs. There's no 3D printing roof of any example that I found in existence today. And because with Colorado, the largest factors that we deal with are hail damage, it's not going to help us much. But it's very, very different in Florida or in New Mexico or in Texas or Arizona, where, like, especially Texas. Texas, there is a termite infestation and mold issue. Well, once I walk through the process of 3D printing a home, right now, 90% of all 3D printed homes are basically done by a robotic printer that lays out tubes, or they call it beads of concrete. So you're not going to have a termite problem when a majority of your house, 90% or more, is concrete. Now, you can build concrete block houses right now. But the reason I found that concrete is right now the primary means of applying these basic robotic frosting appliers, they're like taking a tube of toothpaste or a chef's frosting tube and just pulling concrete around a predetermined blueprint created by a robot on an apparatus that moves around and creates the basic structure of the house. Some people have stated that 3D printing is pretty much stalled at building a 400 to 1700 square foot plant pot. It's just a concrete structure, but it abates termites. It helps abate mold. And also in the Midwest, down through Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, and so on and so forth, if you have a concrete structure, that's going to help you tremendously abate high winds all the way into tornadoes. It's going to help you abate hurricanes and water damage. So these are some extra things that I found as I researched that really hold true. Before the segment ends, I want to share with you, what does the process, step 1 through 5, 1 through 7, actually physically look like when you 3D print a home? Now, to date, over 70% of all the 3D printed homes have been done on universities, test sites, inside warehouses, but there is a percent that have actually taken place on site. And as I will share with you throughout the show, there are actual 3D homes that have been printed, listed, and sold. And of course, at the end, like I always do, folks, I'm going to tell you how is the connection to financing, because here's the reality. I don't care what 3D printed houses do for our society. If we don't create a financing arm, Americans aren't going to have them, because 95% of Americans need to finance a house. They're not going to buy it for cash. So here's the process. And this process happened right near Austin, Texas, with a company by the name of Icon. It was actually developed building a house in the $400,000 range. And you know what it all started with? A 1.5-ton bag of concrete. So because concrete is primarily the substance that is used right now to build these walls. And picture a robot or god holding the largest tube of toothpaste that you've ever seen. And they're just gliding around a pass, usually curved corners, things like that, in a direction that a robotic arm can, just dropping about a 1 to 2 inch bead of concrete. It's mixed with sand and it's pumped through this robotic arms, and it literally completes like one bead or 1 2-inch layer about every 30 minutes. Understanding you have to deal with the logistics of dry time before you set on the next layer and everything. But one thing that is interesting is, like, every 10 layers, or about every 20 inches, give or take, then they need to drop these steel reinforcers so, of course, the wall doesn't turn over on you. And it literally takes about 2 weeks just to complete a home that's approximately a rancher 9-foot wall with about 160 bead layers of concrete. Now, the crazy thing is, folks, you can only 3D print the walls. And you can have some cutouts. They're starting to get more advanced. But in this example, this is only an 800-square-foot home. They're beading this concrete basic replacement for a brick structure, eliminating the framing phase, maybe all of the windows, the roofs, the insulation, all of that still needs to be done in traditional techniques, but you're eliminating all of the wood, all of the requirement for the barrier, the exterior, the drywall, all of that. But everything beyond that, the elimination of the framing, the exterior, the moisture barrier, the OSB, the drywall, it eliminates dumpsters full of that waste, but you still got windows and your entire roof that are still done in traditional fashion. So this is a work in progress. So don't go anywhere now that you have in your mind's eye this world's largest toothpaste tube kind of drilling down and laying down a concrete structure. I'm going to tell you some examples where in the world it is advancing and at what stage they're at. So call me during the break with your questions, 719-330-1457, for me to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, or just to simply get added to my final investment property class of the year on November 14th, Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Stick around. Yeah, stick around.
Those are illuminated by the
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Well, welcome back. I'm Jay Garvin's, your host of The Jay Garvin Show.
Housekeeping.
And if those of you listening who are the regular listeners out there, I appreciate you. I want to share with you some of the amazing individuals that came and participated in my investment property class. Mary, I appreciate you coming for the very first time. Rebecca and Andrew, listeners and also clients for coming. Leif Jacobson and Erica Ziegler, good friends of mine. I'm sharing with you because they're licensed real estate agents and they came. And I'm telling you that Ed, I appreciate you there. Chris, I appreciate you there. Dan, I appreciate you. Ken, I appreciate you. But then also, I had some 22-year-olds that were there. So I give a shout out for Chris and Noe that were there. Also, Josh, not much older, an existing client and radio listener. I appreciate you so much. And I hope I did not forget anybody. There was 21 of us there. So it was an amazing investment property class. I want you to call me to sign up for the very last one of the year. For the first time since before COVID, I invited more than 15 people and none of us sneezed on each other or made us sick. So I hope the coast is clear. But for all of you that are listening or regular listeners, you know the third week here is usually spent exclusively with the Oracle of Information, and that's Bill McAfee. And Bill McAfee is in Las Vegas as we speak at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame Bronco bull riding thing. So I'm a little bit nervous, but he put the economic update all in the hands of Jay Garvin. So I'm
going
to give it a shot here, folks, and then I'm going to get right back to our conversation about 3D home printing. You heard that correct. 3D home printing. Is it a thing? I mean, you can make little plastic toys, and now I think all of us have a basic image of a 3D printer as small as maybe a microwave, and you look inside and it's dripping and making little plastic. I know I've watched automobile shows where now they can 3D print different components in metal, 3D print in different plastic elements to make taillights and so forth like that. But what about 3D printing of a house? That's crazy. But what I want to share with you is in the economic update is a couple things. Something happened in the month of September that has not happened in the Pikes Peak region the entire year, with the exception of January, and only in the average price of homes. If you look back all the way to January, in January, the average price of a house went from $494 to $525, which means there was an actual 6% increase of residual momentum that was carried over from 2022. But on the median price, for the first time in over 36 months, we had the median price of a home at $445,000 in January that stayed exactly the same from the year before. No decline, but 0%. And then we went into the rest of the first quarter and all of the second quarter, where in February, there was a 2.5% decline in the average price of a house from this February to last February of 2022. And with median pricing, the biggest hit of the year, a minus 5%, a $440,000 house on median price sale in February of 2023 was down from $465,000 in 2022. And quite honestly, Bill McAfee and I predicted at the beginning of the year in the show that we did in December that there was going to be flat to a minus 5% shift in the overall average and median home prices. Well, in March, each respectively went down 3% from a year before. Then when we went into April, May, and June, we were close, but not quite as bad as that 5.6% loss that we had in February, our 5.38% loss in February, but we did have another 5% loss from the previous year in April, a 3% loss respectively from 2023 to 2022 in May, and then a 1% and 2% respectively in average and median for June. And the story continued on in July and August to where the median price went down 2% and then again stayed flat in August, respectively. But for the first time since the very beginning of the year in September, we had both the average price and the median price go up 3.4% and 3.3% respectively. And that meant a house that sold for $475,000 just this September was only $460,000 last year. And friends, for the economic update, that floored me. That floored me because interest rates right now, it is no secret, are not 5% like they were last fall. They're 7.5%, getting closer to 8%. And this is what I share with you. Because of the tremendously restricted inventory, and that's what Bill McAfee asked me to share. Jay, the only reason that house prices are maintaining in the Pikes Peak region and actually now increasing a little, which this overall year-to-date puts us down about 2.5% respectively. So we can go back and listen to the segments and the history that we posted last December. But that's how accurate Bill McAfee and I are in the conversations we have to benefit you. That I think we're really going to be flat, depending on your neighborhood, very little increase and possibly values being a little bit down. Now, this only affects you if you're selling your house. But the reality is, as I talked with Bill McAfee, is the fact that right now we've got 40% less purchases, refinances, basically reportings of El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office for real estate transactions this year. They're off 40%. Now, that includes refinance as well. Real estate is down maybe 27%, but not 40. But the most important things is the predictor of the future going into the fall and the winter is that permits for housing are down and title orders. Title orders are the most accurate predictor of what's going to come to market in the next 30 or 45 days. So with the economic update, the final thing that I'll share with you is that this was my prediction as I shared in an article I wrote that was published nationally, and it said, Jay, what's your prediction of where you see the housing market nationally in the next 5 years? And I said, as long as mortgage interest rates remain high, housing on average will remain flat to slightly down. And that's exactly where it is. This will vary considerably between states, zip codes, and neighborhoods, and the states and municipals that have less encumbering taxes, ordinances, and restrictions on business and our residents will continue to outpace the average price of a home for those municipals and states that do not. And i.e., this is like the Florida versus California concept. Everybody's moving to Florida. Quite honestly, it's more affordable. California's less affordable. So I see this continuing until about April of 2025, mostly because of the uncertainties in job numbers and the upcoming presidential election and so forth. And I say, therefore, we'll see an eventual reduction in interest rates in 2025 settling down and inflation will settle as well. This is going to bring an onslaught of millennials ranging from 26 to 43 years old back into the market. Then this demographic of millennials, 26 to 34 years old, will then inundate the market again and drive up prices even more. And that's what concerns me. If we have houses maintaining their prices at 7.5% interest rates, what do you think's going to happen once we have these interest rates settle to the low 6% range or the high 5% range? It's going to bring a flood of consumers back into the market and they're going to inundate the market and prices will rise again. So with the economic update, I share with you that if you have a plan to purchase, please call me at 719-330-1457. Do not put it on hold. I can help you create a plan to get in your home, save in the equity that you will have buying a house that's flat rather than appreciating 6 to 15%. And then over the next 100 months, 8 years, you can refinance, restructure, or sell that house. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back continuing my conversation with 3D home printing. Is that a thing? Finishing up the conversation right after this break. But if you have any credit cards at all that are starting to pile up, let me help you put money back into your budget with a cash flow refinance. Call me during the break, 719-330-1457. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Because you only have so many hours left to make it count. Subtract the fact, first you have to figure out what life is.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pop you up.
Now, baby, wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around now, baby.
Power wrap up, my friends. I'm Jay. I'm finishing the conversation of 3D home printing. Is that a thing? If you're a fan of the Economic Update, you can catch that on my podcast. Those are posted on all the podcast platforms as soon as 4 days after my show airs right here on KRDO. That can be Spotify, that can be your iTunes, your Google Play, or you can even go to jaygarvins.com to hear the Economic Update for the entirety of September. But finishing my conversation with 3D home printing, is it a thing? I read a half a dozen articles and have more than five examples of different companies in different areas of the world that are really the early adapters for this technology. Now, some of the realities that I found, because I can look closely at a fancy YouTube video of a 3D home and look deeper than most individuals, I see these 3D homes. The first ones created were basically sheds. People referred to them as very large planter pots because they're basically just printing a bead of concrete on a predetermined architectural or robotic blueprint. And it lays the foundation or the walls. I should say the walls, definitely not the foundation. I'll get back to that. And you still have to, of course, add in traditional doors, traditional windows, a traditional roof, traditional ceilings, and concrete is still primarily the source of construction. And I found that to be because every one of these homes have to be approved by different planning departments, like our regional building department here in El Paso County, by cities and municipals. And concrete is a proven substance to build houses, just like framed wood is. Now, like the three little piggies, if you build a paper or wood house, a tornado or wind can blow it down. A concrete house is going to last better. That's why you see a lot of concrete houses down in Florida and on the seashores. It's interesting, I've done style of homes in the past where you have adobe homes down in New Mexico and Arizona and so forth because they're blistered by heat. And traditional siding and roofs and so forth just don't pass the test of time. But I want to let you know that as I give you all of these examples, they are experimenting with different polymers, with different biomaterials, using hemp, using different substances mixed with resins, mixed with sawdust. Believe it or not, Icon, this 3D home printing company that's actually out of Texas, who actually built several homes in the Austin area, is actually the first example of progression because they started out with a small model. They did so in a you know, economic fair outside of Austin. It was funny because things didn't work all that well. They started with the sheds and the smaller models as prototypes and so forth, but they delivered the house, and good for them, they just landed a $78 million project, believe it or not, with NASA. And leave it to NASA to give someone $58 million to experiment with a future technology. But the bottom line is this, is that's where Saran Wrap came from, or tinfoil, or even Tang. It's funny. A lot of things have come from government experimental wartime necessity projects. So the bottom line is that as this has created, they want housing to be more sustainable, affordable, hold up against natural disasters. They talk about there's three times the strength as a house, four times the resistance to termites and all of that. But the first 3D printed house that anybody ever moved into in all of North America was actually homeless, because they'll move in for free. The alternative is to live outside. So there's a good, worthy community cause within this. But in that same breath, they said, hey, we can't, you know, sustain ourselves off of a 3% profit margin by putting a homeless person in or providing it for Habitat for Humanity. But it is a good place to start. So this $57 million contract with NASA, I mean, they're not eventually going to fly concrete trucks up to the moon and everything, folks. They're actually eventually going to take the technology and mix it on the moon with robots on the moon with the base substance of something that's kind of like a sand that's called lunar regolith, which basically is that sandy dust you see on the pictures. But we have a long way to go. That's the reality. There's another example here of Biohome 3D, which is actually built a 600-square-foot house out of the University of Maine, out of biomaterial. Of course, I shared with you, Icon in Austin has built this 600-square-foot home and now as much as a 1,700-square-foot home, with the main four being basically what they call lavacrete. We got Kobod, which is actually a Danish company in Denmark. They created a 400-square-foot structure, concrete now, but they want to move that to biomaterial. Comp C is a Belgium company that's had success building a two-story, 27-foot home that's just under 1,000 feet. But the people that have made the most progress, of course, are the Germans, Mensa Cortes, that printed a 3D home, and now they're integrating actually the different trades, where they've got electrical and plumbing, where they've got conduits to serve all of this stuff to save and advance the trades. But we are so early in the innovative phase of this. Kind of think of a cell phone was a bag phone in your car. We have a long way to go, but I believe 3D printed homes are here to stay, folks. I'll report on it in the future, and it'd be interesting whether it's going to be 1 year or 5 years that I give you real progress. But most of all, what I want to give you on the Jay Garvin Show is just information. Don't forget that bead of concrete that looks like a life-size toothpaste tube just being dripped around a blueprint with a robot arm, because that's what your 3D printed home is today, folks. But not you. You, you're for real. I believe in you. I come to educate you, and as I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Add value to people. And if you've not found your passion and calling, pray to God that He delivered to you, because that's what I found on the Jay Garvin Show, in my classes, and in serving and inspiring people within the mortgage, finance, and housing world. You're the wind in my sail. Call me at 719-330-1457, and remember, you've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Strange.